Welcome back to the Awakener Podcast. This is the best podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons. But number one, it's a high IQ podcast. That is, we analyze a bunch of evidence from a different factors and different media sources and things we put together, kind of a synopsis of what is happening in the world. And you can view the synopsis on theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. You can go there. There's tons of information and an explanation about what this globe is facing. We're facing a giant evil that a lot of people can't see, but some people are starting to see, and it's becoming more and more apparent. So we're going to start here in the great communist state of Canada. This is obviously, I've talked many times on this podcast about Canada is a horrible communist country, and the reason why is because our government is covertly working for the globalists. Now, if you analyze the globalists and their agenda, you can figure out, okay, well, like, what do they want? They want one world government, one world currency. But to enact one world government and one world currency, if you study world history, they have to break down this complex between East and West called the Iron Curtain. Now, you might say, hey, wait a second. The Iron Curtain was collapsed way back in 1989, 1991, all that kind of era. And that's a false. That's a lie. And we've detailed on the show about how Russia's had a hidden military agenda, and they've had an agenda with Ukraine, and our government has an agenda. And they're bringing us all to what is called a communist revolution, where they are going to have something horrible happen to the Western world. They're going to basically seize control, and they're going to have their utopia put into place, whether you like it or not. And it's going to be so euphoric and so wonderful that half of society might actually rebel against it. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener. How are you?
Good. So we basically have a de facto government here in Canada because Mark Carney has won the Liberal leadership. Now, we detailed on this show for quite some time about Mark Carney. How long ago were we talking about this guy?
Two years ago? I've been talking about Mark Carney for a couple of years now.
So we detailed way back in the day, we had suspicions about this guy. Now, we thought we was maybe brought in. It's kind of they were going to have a big fall, and they were going to blame their fall on him. But actually, we believe that he came in and he was being briefed for a takeover because Justin Trudeau was becoming very unpopular. Now, interesting. Now, what the Liberal government is trying to do is they're trying to just swap faces out. So you can already see it. Has Justin Trudeau left office? Well, you know, I've resigned. Well, I'm actually resigning too as the head of this podcast. And somebody else might come in and start talking about it, but I'll still be running things behind the scenes. I can assure you that Justin Trudeau is not leaving. This is just swapping out a new leader. That's all this is. And the reason why, and we've detailed on this show, that investigations are tying our political class here in Canada and obviously in Ukraine and obviously in America to a bunch of treason connected to Russia, China, Iran, and wow. You just got to go to theawakener.ca. So what is your latest thoughts, Insider, about this dude that is now running Canada?
I'm more concerned and worried about Carney than I am about Trudeau because he's more intelligent, he's more cunning. And Trudeau is
just dumb.
It's just dumb. Yeah. Just dumb. And people had enough of Trudeau.
I'm not going anywhere, guys. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, exactly.
And people had enough of Trudeau. And Carney's just going to come in there and try to whitewash everything. And that's a big concern to me.
Now, we talked about on this podcast a long time ago that the Liberals were actually trying to get a majority with Justin Trudeau way back in the day. And we told you how they all failed. They went for it. Didn't come to pass, and it really seems like it's not just about winning this next election, about getting a majority or getting a bunch of the other establishment parties to back them so they can act their pre-communist utopia agenda, which is controlling the collapse, being in charge of it, and that sort of thing. Now, do you think this guy's going to call an election?
So that's the million-dollar question, and he was just asked that today by the CBC, and he said there will be an election before November.
Okay, well, there was going to be an election before November anyways, right?
Right.
Right. So what's the problem here?
Well, that's the funny thing. I mean, it's a very ominous kind of an answer.
So ask yourself this. If the Liberal Party of Canada was very unpopular and Justin Trudeau was very unpopular, why wouldn't you just, you know, prorogue Parliament? Not prorogue it. Sorry, what's the word I'm looking for where they go to the government?
Dissolve.
Dissolve. They dissolve Parliament and just be like, you know what? We're going to choose a new leader and then we're going to have a new election and be done with it. But clearly the Liberals do not want to give up power. And we've been talking many times underneath everything is the investigations. Now, don't believe the investigations the Canadian government does because they just appoint somebody to investigate themselves. So you're never going to learn anything that way. But obviously, in the investigations in regards to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and things that we've been learning about, that's obviously going to spread to other investigations in the Western world. So we've detailed how these investigations are going to spread. And you can see the government already starting to clamp down and, oh my goodness, we have to retain control. Now, we went over this last time, but I just want to refresh my new listeners. So in Canada, we technically have an election much later than November. Is that possible? They can delay it for about a year afterwards?
So they have 5 years in power, right?
Maximum 5 years.
Maximum 5 years according to the Constitution, plus in an act of war, which they could say that the Trump tariffs are an act of war, they could say, well, we're going to suspend having an election because we're right now in an economic war with our biggest trading partner. And right. Let's face it, they all are behind Zelensky, and that's exactly what Zelensky did in Ukraine.
Right. So I got a question for everybody. So if we're all pro-Ukraine and we're just going to send all our troops and engage in this war with Russia and it's just going to blow up into a world war, do you not think that America would want Canada for its national sovereignty to defend North America for Ukraine?
Well, of course.
Sure. So what's the problem? Why can't we be the 51st state? This is the kind of thinking that these people don't have. They cannot wrap their heads and minds around what is actually happening. So the globalists are in really predicament right now because they need this war to happen. They've been preparing this war for 30 years and they need to go ahead with it. And here's Trump saying, no, we want peace. We want peace. You know what? Zelensky's not working for peace. Russia's not working for peace. Nobody's working for peace but me. So why can't we just have peace? And it's all an interesting time for people to kind of just, you know, wow. Nobody wants peace here. No, they want one world currency, one world government. They're trying to do a war, much like go back in world history, back to 1917, the Soviet Union. They're trying to do like a world war, like World War One. Then they're trying to have their revolution during the war where they can do whatever they want and gain control. Because if you look at Yuri Bezmenov, what did he say? That we are almost at the step of seizure of government. It's called revolution. It's called bringing the nation to crisis. How do you bring a nation to crisis? War, something catastrophic happening, and then seizing control. And it's very, very like this government, I'm telling you, they're not going to go away. And like the insider said, they have their hand all over the right answer, or the wrong answer, I should say, the right answer for them. Now, this wrong answer is really, I just have like this gut feeling. You can just look at it. It's like they just want war with America so badly.
Oh, yeah. And they're instigating it. And you could even see with the premier of Ontario saying we're going to charge tariffs on electricity to the U.S. We're going to cut off Starlink to punish Elon Musk. I mean, it's ridiculous whether it's conservative or liberal.
So if we lose all our electrical grid in this war because something happens, we're going to have no means of communication. And, you know, we don't need Starlink here providing people with communication whatsoever.
Exactly.
We can just have this chaos.
Exactly.
They are all over the wrong answer, and it's becoming very, very insane. Their whole agenda is literally uniting the whole world or their whole nation against the United States of America.
Right.
So this tariff battle, I don't see this ending anytime soon. In fact, I think it's going to get worse. And really what you're saying about Carney is, you know, maybe there is going to be a fall, and maybe Carney was briefed years ahead of time, like we told everybody, and maybe Carney is supposed to be there to, number one, take the fall or to go against the states when Trudeau has to leave because the investigations are getting closer and closer to him. Wow. It's a lot, isn't it? Now, everyone's going to be, if you're listening to the show and you're brand new, you're going to be like, this is so complicated. They're talking up a bunch of nonsense, but it's actually not. If you go back and you listen to my previous shows and you go onto theawakener.ca, you can see the step-by-step what we're tipping towards and what's happening. The truth is coming out, and the truth was coming out before, and it's only a matter of time before something is going to happen. Did you hear, what is the latest with regards to kind of the FBI and Kash Patel and the Epstein list? They're not going to release anything, right?
I haven't. See, that's the craziest thing. We've been waiting for it ever since that phase one that was released. And then they said on the Monday, they're going to ask for the Southern District of New York to present all the documents. And then all of a sudden, crickets.
Yeah. It's because they can't tell you. They can't tell you until something is going to happen. And we've been detailing this on the show. Why can't they just, because our politicians are being blackmailed. If you really think about it, only those who are controllable via blackmail are put in positions of power. And if you believe anything that's happened with the Liberal government over the past 4 years, from them being against Canadians who just say, hey, wait a second, I'm not anti-vax, I just want to wait a second and see what happens, or to freezing bank accounts, or the media complex and labeling people racists, or having their own political provocateurs with Nazis that they play for, realistically, I don't know where this goes for Canada. The good thing about Canada is we're controlled by a very, very weak military, and they will probably fall faster than Ukraine, which hasn't fallen, obviously, versus Russia, because that war is all fake, which we've been detailing. So, Insider, what's your predictions? Let's do a prediction, because we did a prediction about Carney. We did a prediction about Trudeau. What is your prediction about when they're going to call an election? Now, we don't know everything, ladies and gentlemen. We're putting all the pieces together for you. We have some theories. But we're not predictors of virtually everything. So I'll take a guess. I think they're going nowhere. I think Jagmeet Singh and crew are all going to back the Liberal government, regardless of what happens. Now, if they do know that they have Singh's backing and they're in a position to win a minority government, they're going to go for another election. So they will roll the dice. But I do not think they're in that position right now, because I believe that their polls are fake and they're providing all the stuff to the media to say everything is so wonderful, we're doing so really well, and they're not actually yet. So I believe Carney is going to get in, he's in office, obviously. He's going to continue his agenda. He's going to try to, everything is going to be so wonderful. Oh my goodness, the media is going to tell you how wonderful this new guy Carney is doing, yep. How he's doing all these wonderful things for Canadians and uniting us all, and it's not going to be the case. And they're going to ride this out for as long as they can, because they can't call another election. They're going to need Jagmeet Singh and crew to back him right to the end. And we told you that guy's a fraudster. Anybody who has a beard that looks like that is a total fraudster.
A beard like yours?
Well, here we go.
But you don't have a turban.
There you go. Well, we'll see. Anyways, go to theawakener.ca. I guess that's all for now.